Good afternoon, everyone. I know there's a few of us that are really blessed by the way God ties everything together here. And because we just sang a song about the morning hours of your life, the noonday hours, and the evening hours. And it's interesting because some of the scriptures that I cover go through that theme. And so definitely interesting. Just in case I forget to mention this later, this poem is actually by Charles Spurgeon. It's not my own. It's just one of my favorite that he wrote. And it's called Emmanuel. And there's two passages in the Bible that talk about Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And that means God with us. And before Jesus was born, there was a prophecy in it. And it says, and she shall bring forth a son, talking about Mary, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And I don't know about you, but the fact that God is with me from the moment of salvation for the rest of eternity, and I also know that he was there before I got saved, calling to me, giving me hope, even when I didn't understand the gospel, when I, you know, the little bit of the Bible knowledge that I did have, like always knew, like John 3:16 as a kid, always knew that God was there, and didn't know how to know him until the night I got saved, but God has always been there, and especially there for his children throughout eternity. And most of us are familiar with Hebrews 13. I'll get there in a second, but it's quoting from Deuteronomy 31 and possibly a couple other passages. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. God saying, I'll always be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And then Hebrews quotes it and he says, let your conversation, let your manner of life, your living, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Lori and I were reading John 16, I think yesterday, and it's like, I will not leave you comfortless, when Jesus is saying, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you. But it's interesting, the Greek word for comfortless is orphanos, where we get orphan from. He says, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm not like an abandoned child. I will always be with you. I'm going to, you know, and then the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us. Matthew 28:19, we know that one, you know, serving God in our day-to-day life after we get saved. That's what God calls us to do. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe whatsoever things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. There, right at the start of your Christian life, God says, I'm with you. Just like the morning hours, you know, and now the noonday hours. It's like when we go through trials and stuff. And I've quoted this before here, but this is one of my favorite passages from Isaiah. But now thus saith the Lord thy God, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When, not if, when thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. In the middle of your life, through all the trials you go through, God says, I'll be with you. I'm there. And then at the end of our lives, we all know Psalm 23. And the Lord is our shepherd. And then the end of it, or, well, not the end of the psalm, but the end of our life. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. It's like even at the end, God is there. And the darkest time you could go through, he's already took the sting away. He's there. And then I'll just leave you with one final verse just on that theme. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. From the end to the beginning, God is with you. And that is what one of these names of God means, Emmanuel, God with us. When once I mourned a load of sin, when conscience felt a wound within, when all my works were thrown away, when on my knees I knelt to pray, then blissful hour remembered well, I learned thy love, Emmanuel. When storms of sorrow toss my soul, when waves of care around me roll, when comforts sink, when joy shall flee, when hopeless grief shall gape for me, one word the tempest's rage shall quell, that word, thy name, Emmanuel, like Larry was saying earlier. When for the truth I suffer shame, when foes pour scandal on my name, when cruel taunts and jeers abound, when bulls of Bashan gird me round, secure within thy tower I'll dwell, that tower thy grace, Emmanuel. When hell in rage lifts up her roar, when Satan stomps my path before, when fiends rejoice and wait my end, when legion's hosts their arrows send, fear not my soul, but hurl at hell thy battle cry, Emmanuel. When down the hill of life I go, when over my feet death's waters flow, when in the deepening floods I sink, when friends stand weeping on the brink, I'll mingle with my last farewell thy lovely name, Emmanuel. When tears are banished from mine eye, when fairer worlds than these are nigh, when heaven shall fill my ravished sight, when I shall bathe in sweet delight, when joy all joy shall far excel, to see thy face, Emmanuel. Thank you.